his name the Hare.
Hare, Krishna, Rama, these are all names of God.
Oh, all the three are the names of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God has many names.
Yeah.
And Hare means that person who takes away all of our misery. Krishna means the all-attractive person.
Like the beauty on the world?
Beauty, strength, wealth, fame. He's attractive in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And Rama means the source of pleasure.
Like the...
All kinds of pleasure, every pleasure.
Every pleasure.
He's the source of pleasure. So pleasure comes from somewhere. Pleasure comes from God. There's material pleasure and then there's spiritual pleasure.
Yes.
So he's the source of pleasure.
So all the three, those names derives the name of Krishna.
Same person.
He's the same person but yeah, with different attributes.
But we call him just like... If I talk to you, I say, "Oh, George, the person with the beard, the one with the running shoes."
Yeah.
So then,
I understand.
So same thing. And these are the three most prominent. God has unlimited names.
Yeah.
But these contain ultimately the essence of all truths. He's the person. He takes away all our suffering, he takes away our material attachment, he takes away whatever obstacles we have towards him.
Yeah.
So he will remove everything. And God must be all attractive.
Of course.
And God must be the source of pleasure. So this mantra is an eternal mantra. And it is called the Maha Mantra.
Maha.
Maha. Maha means great. There are many mantras.
I know, I see it in the book.
Yeah. There are many mantras, but the essence of all mantras is contained within this mantra.
And as I see in the book, there are many mantras. This mantra is the first, the most important. But the rest of the mantras, what are their means?
Different mantras have different purposes according to... mantra is like a song.
Yeah, I see.
So according to what it is that you want, then there is a corresponding mantra.
Like if you want to have love, the love. A mantra for love, especially.
Yes.
If you want to have pleasure, you say, "I have a mantra for Rama."
Yes, and there are then also those mantras that describe God's qualities or pastimes.
Yeah.
Like you speak English?
I'm not talking about
Magyar. Okay. Te válaszolok az ő kérdésére.
Jó, nincs semmi probléma.
Itt jó, vagy hozunk széket? Mert vannak széket.
Nem, most nem.
It was okay, the information I found.
So there are many mantras, but ultimately what is the purpose of all of those mantras?
Yes.
The purpose of all of those mantras is to know God and to love God.
And to love,
so the purpose of all of those mantras is contained. If you want the benefit of chanting all mantras, and there are unlimited, then you chant this.
Yeah.
And it will give you everything that all individuals. So other mantras, they have individual purposes. Like you say, one mantra is for love. One mantra is for pleasure. One mantra is for getting rich. One mantra is for getting well, if you're sick. But those mantras only serve the purpose of that mantra.
Just one.
This mantra serves the purpose of all mantras.
Of the existence.
Yeah, of everything, of all the mantras. So by this, whatever you want, you can get. But the best thing to get is to know God and to also love Him. and that you get by chanting.
So this is our like conditions. This is our like conditions for useful of mantra to know God and love.
It's the result.
Oh, is there a result?
It's the result of the mantra. But in order to chant the mantra nicely, then it's good to know about him also. Mm-hmm. And which book do you have?
Like the book of the entrance. Divine Truth, or I don't know.
Ishopanishad, yes. Yes, this is very good book. It's a very, very ancient book. And you will find these also have mantras.
Yeah, I see.
And it will explain what the Maha Mantra is.
In this book, it's a mantra for love, or it's a mantra for everything.
These mantras, this is called Isha Upanishad. And these mantras, they describe who is the proprietor and owner of things. In other words, it's about how to live in this world in a way that you are karma free. Mm-hmm. Who creates this world? Who is the owner of this world? How should we live in this world? So Isha means the owner. So God is the owner.
Well, thank you.
You live here in Oradea?
Yes, I'm from Oradea.
Uh-huh. So you come to visit our center sometime. He is here, Yuvraj.
You can.
And it's just on the other side of the river here.
Yes, I hear.
Close.
On the address.
Yeah. And we have program there. But in the meantime, now when you go home, try every day 5 minutes chanting mantra.
Chanting the mantra.
You sit down like you're sitting now, first thing in the morning, everything is nice and quiet.
Yeah.
And then you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
I have a number like 110, like the
beats?
Necklace, or only 5 minutes.
If you can do 110, it's better. It will not take so long, maybe that takes 10 minutes. Yeah, once around like this.
Yeah, with the
100. That will take about 10 minutes. Depends how fast you chant. Some people chant very fast. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You have to get used to it.
Yeah, of course. Well, when I have 40 years of experience, maybe I will do it right.
No. You will do it very quickly. It will be natural for you. You will see. It's not difficult. It is easy. But you must consider, what is the purpose of life?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Ask
because you go to school, you get education, so many things, but you will die.
I know.
And everything is gone.
Not everything. My what? Actual.
Your soul.
Everything. My soul, but my spirit.
Your soul will stay,
yeah.
But your body will go.
Yes.
Your family will go.
Yeah.
Your money will go.
Money.
Your house will go.
Yeah.
Everything will go.
Yes, but I think my soul, my spirit, not like soul.
Yes, your soul. No. Your soul will continue.
Yes.
But where do you want to go? Question is, where should your soul go?
Like the road of the soul.
Yes, the road of the soul. That's right. So in this life, you're going to school?
Yes.
What are you studying?
Now I finish biology.
Uh-huh.
And I will go to psychology.
Psychology, okay.
As a student.
So you're studying so that you will get a profession?
In some case, it's not my purpose.
Yeah.
I study for myself.
Yeah. But still, you're studying so that you will have some kind of profession in life so you can live in this life.
Yes, or like a knowledge for this life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what about knowledge for next life?
Well, I don't have it.
Now you have to get it.
Oh, yeah.
So you get it from him. And you get it from those books. So we have to not just see this life. Whatever you know, your knowledge will also go also.
Of course. Also with my house, man.
But the knowledge in that book and the knowledge that comes from that mantra, that will not go. That will stay. And that will take you now to determine what do you want to be in your next life. In this life, maybe you will be psychiatrist or psychologist. But in next life, what do you want to be? And that is what our business is, to determine our future in this life, to prepare for the next life.
Like if you want to have a karma better for your next life.
Yes. Yeah, but best karma is to go to God. Best karma is to get out of this world. You notice this is not a good place.
In some way, yes.
It's but in some ways, no.
In some ways, no.
So,
but
why?
If you reach the karma, the God, then I know I can escape.
Then everything is good.
Yeah.
So why be in a place where there's only some good and some bad? Go to a place where everything is good, and everything is eternal.
Yeah.
There's no end.
This is what you want to aspire.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So,
nice knowledge.
And that knowledge, there's so much to know. And that is what we should learn in life. Life is for that knowledge.
For that, yeah.
For eating, sleeping, to have a house and family. The animals are doing that. They don't go to university.
Of course.
But this knowledge animals cannot have. And this is what human life is for. We have our life in order to learn who we are, in order to learn who is God, and in order to establish our relationship with Him. To know God and to love Him. These are two things. That is, but that's serious business. It takes the whole life to do that. Not 4 years university,
yeah.
But takes a whole life.
You must be dedicated.
Yeah, and you have to put time for that, and you also have to get the knowledge. So that's why this book, Veda means knowledge.
Yeah, the knowledge of the religious.
Veda means knowledge itself. Not religion. Religion is something else.
Yeah.
You believe in this, I believe in that. That's religion. But that's different than knowledge.
Of course.
So like I said, the soul. It's not a matter of religion. It's just a matter of fact. So similarly, God is not a matter of religion. God is fact. Just like gold. Gold is fact. If a Jewish person holds gold, a Christian person holds gold, Muslim holds gold, it's all gold.
Yeah,
it doesn't change.
The gold.
Same.
Same carats.
Yes. So God is not Christian, God is not Jewish, God is not Hindu, God is God.
God.
Yes, and the purpose of life is to know and love God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.